Pick two. Good morning. I managed to press the greeting and then shut it off. So good morning. 8:32 a.m. Monday, July the 15th, 2019. I'm more than a little bit late this morning. I got unavoidably detained. And it was brave the heat or hit the treadmill. Nobody's up in my house yet, so running the treadmill is not in the cards. They will be probably by the time I get home. But so either way, I'm going to work up a sweat. I figured I may as well come outside and work up a sweat out here. See how it works out. There is a cool breeze, just a little one. And there's a lot of shade still. Particularly here, in the very beginning, it was pretty broily coming down West 20th, with sun shining directly on my back. Get some nice shade here. So what to talk about this morning? I don't know. I've spent so much time in my own head lately. I don't really know what's going on. I don't really know what's happening. Morning. I have to make yogurt today. I have to look at my calendar. Do I have a board meeting today? Please tell me no. Check my CIFO calendar. I have a meeting every Wednesday at 1 o'clock, almost every Wednesday. And then we alternate regular board calls between Monday and Wednesday. I did get some moon rock mining in yesterday. I still have some stuff to do. We'll see if it actually works out that way. That's like a grocery run here, probably tomorrow. I have to sneeze. Excuse me. Morning. Got my nose running. Oh, gosh. Tickle in my nose. Cool feels good. And across the street, it's a straight shot east, so I get the sun directly on me. Then I step back into the cool shade. Here's an intersection. That sun is hot. Tide is high, but I'm holding on. So, I haven't missed... I haven't missed a walk. Assuming that I manage to maintain that pace through the end of the day, that'll be 60 miles. Ticking them off. It's working nicely in terms of mood, in terms of weight. Oh, snort. And of course I don't have a handkerchief with me or anything, so. Sniff, 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 sniff. Some sort of allergy, I guess. It's irritating. That can only be aggravating to listen to. It's really irritating to have to do it all the time. Anyway, so I have been completely checked out of the wider world. Apparently there was a blackout in Manhattan. Okay, I don't know. I remember when I was in the Coast Guard and looking over at Manhattan one night, and one second Manhattan was there and the next minute it was gone. So I'm looking and there's there's all the buildings, there's all the lights, there's all the whole thing. And then the next second, nothing. It's just this sort of dark hole. It's a little bit creepy, it's a little bit freaky to watch from the outside. I can't imagine what it must be like inside. But watching Manhattan go dark was really weird. Get ready, sit with me. I'm on the post. And yes, I'm walking in sunshine. And not in a good way. But I still have some shade. A little bit. There's some. There's stuff happening, it's like... reports are that New Orleans survived Barry. I think survived is a relative term. I saw pictures last week before the storm. People wading through knee-high water. Yeah. So, you know, survived is highly relative. Sorry about the sniffing. This is really aggravating. Some sort of flower must be flowering, pollinating or something. It's another hot day. It's another sunny day. We have them a lot. It rained a little bit last night. We had a little thunder shower come through, dampened things down. What an interesting take on Stardew Valley yesterday. Looking for tips on starting out, and and I'm apparently relatively late game, being in year 3. There's still a lot of stuff I haven't done that people were doing like in the first year. And I'm like, how the hell did you get enough money in the first year to make that happen? But an interesting take on why this one person found the fact that Stardew Valley is boring is actually its calling card. It's actually its drawing card, because the world is so topsy-turvy. The world is so unpredictable. The world is just so aggravating that when you go in, you wake up, you check the weather, you check the fortune teller, you see if there's any new recipes from the Queen of Sauce, look for any kind of living off the land tips. Water the cat, pat the cat, water your crops, pick anything that's ripe. I have chickens now, so I have to feed the chickens, pat the chickens, pick up the eggs. A lot of eggs. And then, you know, if you've got time, maybe do a little fishing. I've been saving my mining for the winter when I don't have anything else to do. Yeah. Walking north, I'm almost back. Short scent. Go ahead and get some coffee. I've had like a half a cup. We had a power fail yesterday, so I forgot to reset the coffee pot, so when I got up this morning, I had to wait for it. Didn't really get much out of it. Yes. Yes, the shade is delicious. And for some reason my nose has stopped running now. I don't understand. It's something over there on that side of town, I guess, irritated it. Here I am. I finished. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.